This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about another insight from the Beatles and the Get Back documentary that we cannot get enough of. And Elizabeth will share a lesson from A Real Housewife that reminded me of one of my personal commandments.
Intriguing. Gretchen, you know I love my housewife's lessons.
Yeah. And first, something making us more happier. Listen, what's something making you more happier?
You know what is making me more happier is the fact that I have an ocean view from my hotel room. Because you know I'm in Puerto Rico shooting Fantasy Island. And I have the most amazing view. I sent you a picture. Yes. And it's just this expansive ocean view. And it's making me so happy every day when I wake up. Now, I have to admit, Gretch, part of why it makes me happier isn't necessarily like totally transcendent, as you like to say. Mm. It makes me feel like I made it. It's like, oh my gosh, I have an ocean view. Like, I've made it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we should say it is your hotel room, but it's also your office. I mean, you're there working.
Yes.
Really just extraordinary hours. You're there 7 days a week, and so you're putting in a lot of time in that hotel room.
Yes. Being here, like, at all hours, it definitely helps to have a nice view, and you can take a minute and go just look outside. So that is definitely making me more happier. What is making you more happier, Gretch?
Well, two things are making me more happier. One is you got me my salt t-shirt because salt is my word for the year. I'm wearing it right now. There you go.
Oh, it's cute.
Anybody watching on YouTube can get a little quick thing and I'll post a picture for the show notes. Yeah, so I love it. Salt's my word of the year. And Elizabeth, you love a theme.
I do.
So I was pleased but not astonished when something arrived in the mail for me with a salt theme. Did you get to order this made or did such a thing already exist that said salt?
No, it already existed. I just bought it. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know what it is? It's part of a Halloween costume for an adult couple who want to go as salt and pepper. I just got the salt part.
Oh, okay. Good. There you go. And the other thing making me happier, like if you're happy because you have your beautiful ocean view with the palm trees and the beautiful soft sands and the warm ocean. I have the opposite because I'm in New York City and it has been so cold here lately. And I love my space heater. My little office, as you know, is very, very cold. And this little space heater, it's small, but it's just, I feel like it has a little personality where it's just very earnest and very eager and just like really wants to do its little job well.
And the minute I come in the morning, I turn it on and it really makes a difference very quickly. You would think, how quickly can a little device heat up a room, even a small room like my small office? But very quickly, it makes a really, really big difference. And I just think I never want to take it for granted. It's such a luxury to have something like that.
You know, it's funny. I have a space heater in my home office, Gretch, and I love it too. I feel the same way. Adam's always asking why I don't turn on the heat because he had a heater put into the office. But yeah. I love my space heater. I love that it can blast like right at my feet.
Yeah.
And I can just turn it off and on. And I love my space heater.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yes. Thank you, technology. Something that makes us happier.
All right, Gretch, coming up, there's something that I have been meaning to tell you, but first this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, Elizabeth, something you've been meaning to tell me. What do you want to talk about?
All right, Gretchen, I had a huge epiphany the other day. It's not necessarily one I can do anything about, but it was a huge epiphany. Mm. What I realized is that I need my own governess. I realized that life would be perfect if only I had a governess.
Okay, well, I want to know, why was this inspired by the Beatles and why do you want a governess? I think I get it, but explain.
Okay, it was inspired by the Beatles documentary, Get Back, that you and I both have been raving about for weeks, because you and I were discussing how losing their manager, Mr. Epstein, as they called him, seemed to have this hugely negative impact on the Beatles. And we were like, oh, they needed a boss. And then we were talking about how Andy Warhol needs a boss. He has this whole thing of that if he could have anything, he would have a boss on retainer.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about all those and I realized, oh my gosh, what I need is a governess, which is different from a boss, because I want someone to tell me what books to read, to sort of say, Liz, it's time to go to bed now, to make me healthy, well-balanced meals and give me healthy snacks, to just shepherd me. I was like, if I had that, I would have a perfect life. I would behave so well, but left to my own devices, I don't govern myself well. I need like an old-fashioned governess.
Yeah, I'm picturing like a Mary Poppins style where it's like they tell you what schoolwork to do. They lay out your clothes when you have an outing. They make sure that you get exercise. They make sure that you practice the piano. They make sure you're having healthy snacks and you don't get too hungry and that you bring your umbrella and that you're caught up on your work.
Yes, and like practice the art of conversation. Because I feel like with a governess, it's not just the grind, it's also the finer things in life.
Yes.
So there's something appealing about it beyond just, oh, you're going to do all your tasks.
Yes.
You're also going to improve a boss plus finishing school, like all wrapped into one.
Right. Or like they'd say, let's go to a museum and they would tour you around.
Yes.
Right. They're enriching your life. And taking care of you. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's funny until you said that. I never thought about the connection between govern and governess. Mm. You know, I want someone who will help me govern myself. Mm-hmm. I want a governess. So that's interesting. It kind of reminds me of, in the Happier podcast, we've talked about treat yourself like a toddler. Because you wouldn't let a toddler get overtired. You wouldn't let a toddler be freezing cold. You know you pay a price if you don't take care of a toddler about those things. Or treat yourself like a puppy. Give yourself the same kind of tender care that you would give to a puppy. Well, and just like Andy Warhol was saying, I want a boss on retainer. I would love to have a governess. It's a different kind of person who can help you manage yourself.
Yes.
So do you feel like, what is there to be done about it? I think part of the fun of it is that it's somebody who just arrives with her gloves and her hat and just does her thing. And you sort of just have the benefit of their presence.
I know. That's why I was saying, I feel like I had this huge epiphany, but there's nothing to do about it. I just feel like, oh, yes, that would be great. I don't know. I'm sure if I asked you, you would be my governess to some degree. Instead of remote governess, it's not quite the same.
Let's reframe the happiness bully, which you have called me a happiness bully.
Yes, instead you can be a happiness governess.
Yes, yeah. Which is funny because you think of a governess as being very proper, and I just wear running shoes and yoga pants all the time. So I do not think I present like a governess, at least not my idea of a governess. What else would you like to have? If you could have a boss on retainer, if you could have a governess on retainer, what would the other roles that would be fun to have? Camp counselor.
Yes, camp counselor would be very good. And what I think is interesting in the whole know yourself better realm that we're always talking about is even if I can't get a governess, it does sort of show me where I'm wanting to do better or where I'm aspiring to do better.
Yes.
And so it's useful just to think about, even if I can't actually get one. And I can know that in my fantasy world, I would be my own governess. And maybe I'll get there someday.
Yes. Well, and it's also, it kind of reminds me of the question of whom do you envy? Because if you envy somebody, they have something that you wish you had yourself. And that can be sometimes painful to think about, but it can also be very useful. And the same thing with, I wish I had a governess, that also it's like, well, what do I wish that my life included that it doesn't now? And maybe there are ways that I can go about it. I do wonder if this is tied to being an obliger, because since obligers need outer accountability to meet inner expectations, having a governess is a way of having outer accountability. That role is an accountability role. So I wonder if this is something... It would resonate with obligers, whereas a rebel would be like, well, the last thing is I want is somebody following me around, telling me what to do. Like, I would run away from
what
a governess.
What to read, what to wear, when to exercise, when to get my daily constitution.
So I wonder what role they would have. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting to think about. Well, I think that's a really great thing to ponder as we go in search of ever self-knowledge. And now spotlight on a tool. Every More Happier, we talk about a spotlight on a tool. And I'm so excited by this tool. So I am starting this series of jump starts. And the idea about jump starts is that sometimes we'll be going along, say, with a resolution that we're trying to keep. And then we kind of run out of energy. We run out of gas. Or maybe we want to get started, but we need a little bit of a push. We need a little bit of a jump start to get the engine going. So I've created the series of jump starts. I've done the first one, and you can go to happiercast.com/movement. It's free, and it's several different tools. Because, Elizabeth, we talk all the time about how different tools work for different people. The yes. same tool doesn't work for everyone. So this is, you could pick and choose. I think some people will probably like to try all of them or at least experiment with them. Some people might quickly know that they want some and not others.
What are some of the topics?
Yeah, well, the first topic is going to be movement. Because we know ever since Walk 20 and 20, which so many people wanted to do, and I know every time we talk about people making resolutions or trying to form habits, exercise, movement, whatever form it takes, whether it's yoga or stretching or training for a marathon or going bike riding or walking for 20 minutes a day, this is such a common thing that people want to work on. So movement is the first area. So I have a 7-day SMS challenge. It gives you prompts to help keep you moving and to figure out how you could maybe adjust to have an easier time sticking to it. There's a free PDF worksheet to help you think through your energy levels. There's tips for how to use the Happier app. Of course, I have my Happier app. Check out the Happier app. Go to thehappierapp.com. Check that out. And so there's how you can use the different tools there. And then there's so suggestions of beautiful physical tools, because some people like the convenience of an app, but some people want an actual thing.
Yeah.
I have some suggestions for things to make it easier. So I'm really excited about these jumpstarts. And if people have ideas for things they would like to see as part of a jumpstart, let me know, because I want to do many of these, because I'm really excited about this idea that sometimes people just need a little something to get them re-engaged or get them engaged enough to get started, and then they're underway, and then things get a lot easier.
And that's all free, Gretch, am I right?
It is all free.
That's the best part.
Yes. And Elise says, okay, now, what is the happiness lesson from The Real Housewives? You have convinced me that there is much wisdom to be gained.
Okay, this comes from one of the Real Housewives of Orange County, which was the original franchise. So I always pay special attention to Orange County. And it's from Heather Dubrow, also known as Fancy Pants. That's her nickname on the show. And she is back. So she was a housewife for years, and then she went away. And this season, she's back. And Heather also has a podcast called Heather Dubrow's World, where she just talks about her life. And I do listen to it, which probably doesn't shock you.
Elizabeth, sometimes I do wonder how you have time to have not even just a full-time job, but more than a full-time job. Because all that you read and listen to, I'm like, where does she do it? But you manage.
I'm always having the content coming in.
Yeah.
But something Heather said I thought was so wise on her podcast the other day. She was talking about the fact that, so she does not wear her original wedding band or engagement band. So she has a simple gold band and a diamond band that was her engagement band. And she had them just put away in a safe. And one day she and one of her daughters were going through the safe looking at her things she had in there. And the daughter tried on these bands and they fit her really well. And she loved how they looked. And Heather said, you know what? Just take them. And the daughter was sort of aghast at this, like, well, I can't wear your original wedding bands. What if I lose them? And Heather said, I just thought, well, who cares? She said, either they're going to sit here for 40 years and then someday I'll die and you'll inherit it. And who knows, you could start wearing it then and lose it the next day, or you'll wear it for 40 years and not lose it. But whatever the case, let's use it. You love it. Wear it now.
Right.
And it reminded me, Gretchen, of your adage, which is spend out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I'm kind of a hoarder about like sort of using things up. Like Elizabeth, the salt t-shirt, for example, I liked it so much that my impulse was to save it. Like I should save it and not use it, because if the wedding rings, what if you lose them? I'm like, well, what if I spill something on them? Or what if I wash them and it get, you know, sometimes they like kind of go funny and then it's not as nice. And so I should keep it so that when I wear it, it'll be perfect. But what I finally realized is, like, you got to spend out, because to save things is sort of the same thing as wasting them often. Like, if you save fine china, if you save, I mean, I was just talking to mom and she was saying how she had saved a scented candle And then it went off. It didn't, it lost its smell. She had burned it a little bit and then she saved it. And then when she went to burn it again, it didn't smell anymore. And so she kind of wasted the opportunity to use it. Or like fancy stationery.
Yes.
Partly I think some things you just get tired of, even they're just sitting there. Like you get tired of, I don't know, some cards or something. And then sometimes things can go bad. I was watching a documentary about cooking and they were talking about how olive oil goes rancid. And so if you have like a fancy olive oil, you can't keep it for years and years. You got to use it up. But I can understand how people would think, ooh, this is some special ingredient. I should really use it sparingly. But then you might never get the chance to use it at all.
Yeah. And I thought the point that you could lose something today or 50 years from now is very true. Along those same lines, I have a friend who was posting on Facebook that during the pandemic, she decided to use her grandmother's china. And she's used it every day for the whole pandemic with her family with two young kids. And she said it got used more in those months than her, you know, her grandmother had it 48 years. And in the whole time my friend used it, they didn't break one dish. So the reason you're not using it, presumably with china, is because you're worried about breaking it. And so it just shows you, like, they get so much enjoyment out of it. Just use it. And I don't know. I just, it's hard. Guys, I'm the same way. I have a pair of shoes that Adam bought me right when we started dating. I don't know why, but he bought
me those shoes.
Beautiful, fancy flats. And I never wore them because I was like, these are too precious. And so they're still on my shelf in a shoebox. And I do get them out and look at them sometimes and try them on, but I will never wear them. And so, I don't know, I should have just worn them when he got them for me.
Right. Well, especially something like a wedding ring where, first of all, you rarely, I think it's pretty, well, maybe it's not pretty unusual. I've never lost my rings. Like I just put them, I never take them off and they never slip off. It seems like it's much safer than something like an umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You don't want to have a special umbrella. That's not a good item.
No. No. Or special gloves. Yeah.
Yes. Or sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a limit. Now, why wasn't she wearing them? I'm just out of curiosity. Did she get divorced and these are like the ones from a previous marriage? Or just, I'm curious, why isn't she wearing them?
Well, this is the housewives part of it, Gretch. She says it's because they don't fit anymore, but I think it's because she probably got a much bigger, showier diamond ring. And so she put her original diamond ring away. That's my theory, although she did not say that.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, we have to allow the housewives their big diamond rings. Okay.
Well, and I think it's a great point, like to use things, put them to use, put them out in the world. It feels good. And it's what they're made for.
Yeah. And Gretch, can I make one point on stationery? Because you mentioned it. And I think that is something people really do tend to save. Stationery is also something that goes in and out of fashion. So you don't think of it that way, but there are trends in stationery. So you should use it, because if you look at it in 2 years, it might look very dated to you.
Yeah. Use it up. Great insight.
Well, I get my wisdom where I can, not just from you. Coming up, Gretch, you have a quote from one of my favorite books, Their Eyes Were Watching God. But first, we are going to take a break. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, and now for the quotation. This passage comes from the very, very end, the very last page of, as you said, Their Eyes Were Watching God, this classic American masterpiece by Zora Neale Hurston, her novel. And here's how that novel ends. Here was peace. She pulled in her horizon like a great fishnet, pulled it from around the waist of the world and draped it over her shoulder. So much of life in its meshes. She called in her soul to come and see. Love that.
Wow. Amazing.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, Gretch, I am feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck for helping us be more happier.
Yes.
Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin. I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. And our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. For everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com.
Yes. And Elizabeth, for people who want to check out the Jumpstart, they can go to happiercast.com/movement or look in the show notes.
Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So, Elizabeth, you've got two puppies at home, Nacho and Daisy. Are you sad that you're missing it? Or is it sort of like kind of a relief too? It's all that puppy energy.
I miss
energy.
Them. I have to say, I feel bad. I feel like I miss Nacho and Daisy more than Adam and Jack right now. But they are showing them to me on FaceTime. So I see them running around. Yes.
So fun.
They're adorable.
From the Onward Project.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.